Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt on this Friday morning. And there was a night in October that I was driving into the city, and I noticed the Blue Cross Blue Shield building on Columbus Drive, and it was the breast cancer awareness ribbon. And I was staring at the building, and I'm thinking, who figures out what floor, what office needs to be lit up in order for us to see these symbols? So I got very curious about it, and we have found the person behind these messages, and she joins us right now, Ashley Bullock. How are you, Ashley?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you, Wendy?
Well, I'm just loving your creativity because I have wondered who's behind these messages. It's how long have these pictures or these lights been on the Chicago's Blue Cross Blue Shield building?
Yeah, so the lighting program actually started in 1999. Our first lighting was Walter Payton's number, and so that's how it all started. And from there on, the Blue Cross Blue Shield building had an expansion, and we've been lighting the building for the city ever since.
Okay, so 1999, there was an electrician, Chris Gillott, and the day Walter Payton died, he put number 34 up there. So ever since then, since 1999, how do you figure out what's going on? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't see anything on it right now.
Yes, so we light the building for specific causes. So we'll light the building for health and wellness awareness, for holidays, civic and community pride, and as well as in support of our community partners. There's not always something on the building. The nights in December, our building will be red and green in support of the holiday season. But we do get requests sometimes, or other times we're able to light the building just for the holidays and for celebratory events in our community, which are things that I'm able to support and decide on.
Now, your role over there at Blue Cross Blue Shield, you're in charge of the social media for the building?
Yes, I work with their social media accounts, the BCBSIL social media accounts. So we do post about the building. We also share lots of things about health and wellness, community efforts, things like that.
All right. So like how many floors does that entail? How big is a letter? Give us some of the details on that because it's pretty incredible to me.
Yes. I mean, lighting the building is a huge undertaking. The building is lit from floors 2 all the way up until floor 51. And each letter is about 5 floors tall, and the word is about 50 windows wide. So it takes quite a huge crew. A lot of people think that the building lighting efforts are automated, but really they're done manually. So our facilities and housekeeping team are truly the stars of the show. Every lighting requires over 2,400 windows to either be open or shut, and they do it all manually, which is amazing. They're fantastic at what they do.
So do you leave notes in the particular office for the crew saying, you know, after you clean this office, make sure the lights are left on? Because this is like such synchronicity that goes on to make these messages.
Yes. So actually our head electrician, his name is Roy Swanson. He's a fantastic help in this and a fantastic organizer. He creates Excel sheets that are basically maps of the building, of which windows will need to be opened or shut on each floor. And from there on, after everyone kind of clears out of the building, sometimes while people are in the building, as it gets darker sooner, the facilities team will come in and they'll open and shut the windows. And sometimes, you know, people mess with the windows while they're in their offices. And so they'll have to go back through and make sure everything is adjusted and that the message is staying intact. And so, you know, it really is a process of going back and checking and making sure that we have the best message up and it looks great for the whole city.
What are some of your favorites that have been up on the building?
Some of my favorite lightings have been Stay Safe Lala. I also love the Pride lighting. I think that the building just looks amazing when it's lit up rainbow. I'm also excited this year, as the holidays are coming up, to do the tree lighting. It'll be a tree shape on the building in support of the holidays. And I also think that the American flag lighting was an awesome one. It takes a lot of detail, and it's a great creation, but when it comes out, it looks amazing on the building.
We're talking to Ashley Bullock, and she's with Blue Cross Blue Shield Communications. What is your title exactly?
My title is a communications consultant.
Okay. And you're in charge of the light program on the BCBS building. And I'll be honest with you, the Stay Safe Lala was the one that got me, because I was like, oh my God, that's such a great thing. I look very forward to seeing the Christmas tree. When was the American flag up there, for the 4th of July?
That was for Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day. All right. And what else is coming up? Because I'm just going to keep driving down Columbus Drive and looking at it. That's all I'm going to do.
Yes. Well, tonight we actually have a lighting coming up. And, of course, it's, you know, time for the World Cup. And the U.S. is playing the Netherlands tonight. So we'll be cheering on the home team with our building.
All right. We'll be looking. And what a cool job you have. This is very fun. Are you enjoying it?
I am absolutely enjoying it. It's an awesome opportunity, and it's a great way to communicate with the city.
All right. Well, someone we should know in Chicago, Ashley Bullock. Thank you so much for doing a great job with the lighting on the Blue Cross Blue Shield building. You can see it when you're driving down Columbus Drive. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday as well.
How fun. I could think of some things I'd like to light up. I wonder if they take suggestions.